Audio 3.8. Day 1.
Wow, this place has changed a lot.
Have you ever stayed here before?
Oh yeah, a few years ago. But now, I mean, what kind of room is this? Look at these walls and this carpet. Oh my God, a mouse!
Where? Where?
There! There! Oh, it's gone. Oh, thank God. Meg, listen, we've got to get out of here.
But we've just checked in.
Yeah, but we haven't paid yet. I'll tell you what, let's stay at the Ibis near the station.
Wait a second. How much money are we talking about?
Well, I guess it's a little more expensive, but...
Lisa, I can only spend $100 a night. I've already told you.
Well, no, not really. You spent a lot of money shopping for clothes yesterday, so I didn't think money was a problem.
Well, it is, actually.
Day 2.
I'm going to the National Gallery today. Julie has been there, and she says it's fantastic. What are you going to do?
Well, I haven't been to the West End yet, and I really want to go. We can meet up for coffee at around 3 o'clock. What do you think?
Yeah, but look, the weather has changed. It's really cloudy. A perfect day to go to the National Gallery.
Well, I really don't want to see old paintings today. Sorry.
Well, if you are sure. I'll see you at 3, and then I can tell you all about the gallery.
Day 3.
Oh, that was a long day. I am exhausted. Good night, Meg.
Lisa, I just want to read a little before I go to bed.
Oh, Meg.
I'm reading 101 Things to Do Before You Die. It's a book with lots of suggestions of cool, exciting ideas of things to do. Things that can change your life. Have you read it yet?
No, I haven't. And I'm really tired.
I started when we got on the plane, and I've already read the first 20 ideas. It's fascinating.
Look, Meg, we woke up really early this morning. I'm exhausted, and I can't sleep with the lights on. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, Lisa. I'll read downstairs in the lobby then. Good night.